it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't do this very well, but I'm going to try.
Are you going to be vulnerable?
Kinda. I need to apologize to a few people.
We accept.
It's literally nobody in this room. I would never be sorry to any of you people who beat me like I'm your younger brother. You guys are so mean to me. Everyone like sends in text, you're so mean. You guys don't know what these people do to me. You don't know.
I was really nice today.
Because you needed help from me.
I did. I did need help.
So I went through a bit of a tragedy recently, and I did what you're not supposed to do. I lashed out. And in lashing out, there was some collateral damage. Was walking from the Chargers where I park my car into work today, and T-Hack came up behind me and blasted his horn in the
That's
parking
pretty
lot.
Messed up. How close behind you?
Close enough that it scared. I peed a little.
What?
I'll start here. Before I get to my apologies, okay. Also accepting apologies today.
What are you supposed to do when you see a friend walking?
Not that.
Was it a beep beep, beep, beep or
no,
was it a
yeah. A full rant.
Oh.
Full rant. Like, yeah. Man, right behind me.
Man, that's so scary.
Yeah.
I saw a friend walking. Oh, my friend.
Honk. Oh, who'd you see?
Honk. You.
Oh,
I thought we were. I just wanted to let you know. Hey,
we're friends.
Hey,
we're friends.
You can honk if you're at least a row of cars over. You
wasn't.
Can't do it.
He
right
wasn't.
Behind
he was
someone.
Up my butt,
and you did.
And
it
he
on
blasted
purpose.
The horn.
You scared him on purpose.
No, never.
Yes, you did.
Here's the thing: you didn't hear his car coming because I feel like his car's got a little bit of like a.
It's not an electronic car.
No, but he was. He was coasting. The Hyundai was coasting.
Electric car.
He took his foot off the gas.
Yeah, he
just
did.
He was crawling up
for a drive. Yeah, it was bad. So okay, I decided.
I am sorry. I debated whether I try to get real close to you and maybe tap you a little or
that
honk.
That could have gone so wrong.
That's why I didn't. That's okay. why I didn't. Because he's my friend and I was, I'll just say hi.
Right.
Honk. So honk. I sprinted then because he parked on the other side of the building. I sprinted, got on the elevator, and I waited for his elevator to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to jump scare him. I'm going to skip a little of the story, but eventually, ding, there's the elevator.
Right.
And because we're on a floor, like there's nothing else on this floor but radio stations. You need card access to get here. I knew it was him. So I jumped and made the exact same sound as his horn. I was like, man, like that. Our chief engineer was on the elevator. Coming back from Jimmy John's.
And he's a really sweet guy.
He's sweet, but he's big. He's built.
Yeah.
And like you would think a built guy would like get jump scared like that and like punch or hit or whatever. He pulled his sandwich bag up to his face as if to protect his little vulnerable parts and made just a tiny little...
Squeak.
It was a little squeaky sound.
And I jumped behind him.
You did.
My instinct.
So, Chaz, yes. If you happen to be listening to the radio station right now, I owe you. I am sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
No chance he's listening. He's like, that man scared the life out of me.
He is,
I'm boycotting.
The other apology, twofold, are the supervisor of the maintenance people here and the cleaning woman here who were on the elevator before T-Hack's
no!
arrived.
No! No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, I got off my elevator, and then the other elevator dinged right away, and I was like, damn, he's booking. So I just jumped out of my elevator and jump scared.
What did they do?
She was holding toilet paper.
Which she then needed.
She dropped the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
And then they both picked it up.
You didn't help?
Really? No. I'm just standing there going, there is no way I'm going to be able to explain why I am a crazy person who just jump scare. I'm like,
jump scare someone you don't know.
I don't know them. Oh. And I'm like, I'm just like, so then I decided to record the next one. So I stepped back out of the elevator. They went to the men's restroom to do whatever they were going to do. And then the rest of the story. So if you're the two people, I am so, the look on there, like watching Chaz hold his little Jimmy John's back.
You need to buy Chaz like a Jimmy John's gift card.
Yeah.
And you need to do like a cookie platter or something for the whoever else was in the elevator.
I would like you guys to shoot a video of me, and I will show you what it looks like when five rolls of toilet paper
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.